This is GIS News. Coming up, JUTC projects revenue of $5.2 billion for 2015-16. New classroom block to be built at Norman Manley High, and Technology Minister impressed with results of tablets in schools pilot project. Details after the break.
You know, I want to talk to you about something.
What is it, Mommy?
I got pregnant when I was 16. I had to drop out of school, and I was so ashamed, especially when I saw my friends doing so well and I was at a standstill. Look, I don't regret having you, you know, but I regret getting pregnant early. So don't make the same mistake I made.
I see how hard you're working, Mommy. So I want to make you proud of me.
Remember, sex is a choice you don't have to make right now. Concentrate on your studies.
Talk to your children about sex and help prevent adolescent pregnancy. A message from the United Nations Population Fund.
Now the news. The Jamaica Urban Transit Company, JUTC, is projecting an almost $1 billion increase in revenue for the 2015-2016 financial year. Managing Director of the JUTC, Colin Campbell, says the figure is directly related to JUTC's operating income earned from commuter fares and charter rates.
In the last 5 years, we have moved from $2.8 billion in revenue to last year, where the actual revenue was $4.7 billion, and the projection for this year is $5.2 billion. So the company has been doing relatively well in terms of growing its revenue.
Mr. Campbell says the company has managed to maintain an increase in profits despite reverting to the $100 fare demanded by commuters. He also credits the positive projections to the increase in the number of adult passengers since the start of the year. An additional classroom block is to be built at the Norman Manley High School in East Central St. Andrew at a cost of $50 million. Construction is scheduled to start in December with a completion date of March 2016. The new block will facilitate the school moving to a single shift system by the end of the 2015-16 academic year. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites says the new classrooms will also enable the provision of additional contact time between students and teachers.
We are insistent that every high school, every primary school should have a full day and should have the opportunity for students to get home in reasonable time, to have the opportunity of full extracurricular activities, and to be able to give time for your homework to be done where necessary in supervised circumstances.
Since 2011, the double shift system has been removed from more than half of the 107 primary and secondary schools where it was instituted. The shift system will be removed from another 36 schools during this academic year. Work is advanced on the International Migration and Development Policy, which seeks to address the challenges and opportunities associated with migration. State Minister for Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade Arnaldo Brown says preparation of the policy has advanced to the green paper stage. In the meantime, he says several drafts of the policy on the diaspora and development, a subset of the International Migration and Development Policy, have been completed.
This is particularly important for Jamaica because our estimate is that there are about 3.5 million Jamaicans living outside. And the fact is that when you think of the contribution of those Jamaicans to Jamaica as a state, it is significant because in terms of remittances, we're talking about 2 billion plus United States dollars that is sent back here on an annual basis.
The International Migration and Development Policy will, among other things, focus on several thematic areas, including human rights and social protection, as well as migration and development. And the Ministry of Technology says preliminary results from the evaluation of the Tablets in Schools pilot project show tremendous improvement in literacy at the primary level. Portfolio Minister Philip Paulwell says the full report will be made available to the public in short order.
The analysis is still being done. We are going to publish the report as soon as it is finalized in terms of the evaluation, because this is a pilot, so we want to make sure that we learn as we move on to the next phase.
The Tablets in Schools program, which began in the 2014-15 academic year, is one of several initiatives being financed under the Universal Service Fund, USF. The pilot phase of the program came to an end last school year. Over 25,000 tablet computers were issued to students and teachers in 38 institutions island-wide. That was the GIS News. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.